This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Viking Age podcast. It's the official podcast of thevikingage.com. My name is Chris Shad. I'm a writer for the Viking Age Zone Coverage, Bring Me the News, and the Brookings Register. And we do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're also in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. Today's guest covers college football in the NFL draft for USA Today and A to Z Sports. She's been featured on ESPN and the SEC Network and is Air Raid certified. Her name is Chrissy Freud. Welcome to the show, Chrissy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you coming on. Got you on after a little bit of a struggle. But the main reason I wanted to have you on is because I follow you on Twitter. And you were talking a lot about J.J. McCarthy, who obviously is the new quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. Right before the draft, you dropped an article at A to Z Sports describing why you think J.J. McCarthy could be the best quarterback in the 2024 draft class. What is it about McCarthy that makes you believe he has such a high ceiling coming into the NFL?
Well, quarterback evaluation, in my opinion, comes down to it just comes down to the floor and the ceiling. I think we've seen, me and Kurt Warner had a conversation about this earlier this week, if you just watch the game, you need someone who first and foremost manages the game well and executes their offense at a high level, even if that is just dinking and dunking or just doing what the coach is asking them to do, even if that's just checking it down, something of that nature. And I feel like the Michigan offense, the way that they utilized him was they had Blake Corum, like they had this talent around him. And so same thing that happened to Brock Purdy at Iowa State with Breece Hall. I mean, it's not what Brock Purdy didn't have. I don't think that Brock Purdy is as endowed traits wise as J.J. McCarthy is. But I mean, you saw in the San Francisco instance and kind of with all these teams that these teams can win with a quarterback who first and foremost has a high floor. And a lot of these higher ceiling traits-based quarterbacks, they're lacking a floor. And so therefore people like Malik Willis go and they fizzle out and they just can't make the transition the way that they need to. But in terms of his ceiling, I say all that to say that we were not given a true full example of where J.J. McCarthy's ceiling truly stands at Michigan because of the way that the offense was run. But whenever you evaluate a quarterback alone and evaluate J.J. McCarthy alone, we see the mobility, we see the improvisation ability, we see the above adequate arm strength. I think it's a lot stronger than a lot of people give him credit for. We see what he can do in the deep passing game whenever he's asked to do so. So to me, it was simple. I mean, to the layperson, it might sound a little bit far-fetched, or to someone who's just kind of Googling the draft, like how could you put J.J. McCarthy ahead of Caleb Williams? But from a purely analytical perspective, okay, so he's got a super high floor. I mean, Michigan had a pretty basic offense. It was kind of based on him being a game manager, for lack of better terms. So he has that box checked. Every quarterback needs that box checked, and not enough of them today in the modern era do have that box checked. But he does have the traits that he brings to the table, and in a more freewheeling offense where he's given the opportunity opportunity to utilize them more, I think we'll see a lot of that come to light. So I said one of the highest ceilings in the draft class, one of the best floors in the draft class. And when I combine them together, he comes out to me as the best quarterback in this draft class, and which is the ceiling is underrated and not talked about enough. And I feel like that's why a lot of people are not as high on JJ McCarthy as perhaps they should be.
It is funny when you think about the whole game manager thing. Like you were kind of reluctant to use it when you talked about JJ McCarthy yourself.
Yeah.
But the one quarterback that everybody uses that label for is Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy went to the Super Bowl, and if Kyle Shanahan knows the overtime rules, he might be a Super Bowl champion right now.
Yeah, he should be. He deserves to be.
Yeah, and he also had a higher big-time throw percentage than, you know, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow last season. His turnover-worthy play rate, I believe, is 3.2%. It's about in the middle of the pack, but you could certainly do worse. Look at Nick Mullins last year for the Vikings. You know, some people look at Brock Purdy and go, he's not a good quarterback. Look at all the talent around him. You know, he's being propped up there. You know, there are people who look at JJ McCarthy and they think the same way because of how he was used at Michigan, because you had Blake Corum. You know, is there a way that being in that system can benefit him coming into the NFL, knowing, hey, like the system around me in Minnesota, it's really similar. We got Justin Jefferson here, Jordan Addison here, Kevin O'Connell's feeding me information. Like, how can that help him coming into the league?
Yeah, well, based on that narrative that you talk about, that every quarterback from Georgia and Alabama and LSU must all be just awful because they just had so much help. I hate that. I hate that so much. And you're also, newsflash, you're supposed to have a good football team and you're supposed to have a good offensive line and a good supporting cast. And that doesn't mean the quarterback is bad just because of that. It's comical. Whenever you really think about these narratives in depth, it is honestly just kind of funny how stupid it actually is. But yes, I do think that he happened into a good situation. And while I was pushing for JJ McCarthy to be drafted higher, I certainly think he should have gone higher than Michael Penix Jr. of all people. It works out to his advance. I mean, Kevin O'Connell is a quarterback guru. He has that. And he goes into a team that is well established with what he needs. And so we'll all look back. And I mean, no one, everyone forgets over time where people got drafted and how highly in the first round and who should have done this, who should have done that. But outside of the fact that he should have been paid a little bit more respect by being drafted higher, I think that he ended up in just the best thing for him. You talk about Justin Jefferson catching passes, TJ Hawkinson catching passes, the coaching staff. Everything, I think, aligns in his favor, and I think he is put up in a position to succeed, and I think it should not be underrated, the transition to the NFL. It is a big jump, and it's very difficult for anyone. I feel like people forget about that. And the kind of this instant gratification era that we live in at quarterback, I think everyone should have to hold a clipboard for a couple of years, and I think they all probably wish they could, and it'd be interesting to go back and see how many quarterbacks that have been thrown to the wolves would have succeeded if they were given that opportunity to do so. So I think he happens into really just a perfect fit.
Do you think that JJ McCarthy is ready to start week one for the Vikings, or is this a quarterback that's going to need, I mean, you just said it yourself, like maybe some of these quarterbacks do need another year before they see the field. You know, can JJ McCarthy start week one? Are you holding him? Are you on like the Dante Culpepper route where you just sit him for a full year and then you turn him loose in year two?
Yeah, I think that he can start in week one. I think he is a better week one starter than some of the other quarterbacks that were picked up in this class. But I am a firm believer that if it is possible, even if it ends up being worse for your quote unquote worse for your quarterback situation, you never know how a rookie is going to pan out whenever you just throw him to the wolves. Like I said, I think that it is best for him to sit for a year, but that's not just a JJ McCarthy thing. That's an everyone thing for me.
Looking at the draft, you know, you had six quarterbacks go in the first 12 picks. Then you have none until Spencer Rattler was taken in the fifth round. With McCarthy in particular, were you shocked that, you know, he fell to pick 10, or did you think that he should have gone a little bit sooner?
I think he deserved to go sooner, but it didn't really surprise me with the things I was hearing and kind of the way the mocks were going and the rumors that were coming out. I mean, I think he went about where I expected him to. I'd say the only thing that I didn't expect was for Michael Penix Jr. to go at number 8. But I think that no one, anyone who said that they had that on their bingo card is lying to you.
Do you think there was like a big drop off and a whole bunch of panic picks at the top? Or was it just kind of, you know, just how the class was kind of structured where you had those six and then, you know, it kind of just went from there?
Yeah, I think it's kind of how it was structured, but I was kind of surprised between the gap between the last first round quarterback and then Spencer Rattler. I certainly thought that there would be a day two.
You know, looking
closer.
Yeah, looking at the rest of the class, you know, Caleb Williams is in Chicago. You have Jaden Daniels and you have Drake May. A lot of people in Minnesota thought, you know, Drake May was the guy that the Vikings wanted all along. They made a big offer for him. You know, looking at between McCarthy and May, you know, what do you think was the biggest difference? And would like a team like the Vikings be better off if they had traded for Drake May?
I think that JJ McCarthy is just the more proven, polished overall prospect. I think that Drake May brings a lot of good things to the table, but I think that McCarthy is just a few steps ahead of him. And I think that with what they have on offense going on in Minnesota and kind of the way that things are structured, that they...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Should have full confidence that this is a guy that, hopefully given adequate time to sit, is someone who should on paper pan out over there. It seems like a sure bet to me.
At the top of the draft, obviously you have Caleb Williams. Like I mentioned, you know, how much of a threat, you know, you mentioned that McCarthy has the higher, you know, floor compared to Williams. What makes Williams so good and what makes him such a, you know, adversary for the Vikings over the next couple of years?
I think that what makes Caleb Williams so good is just how talented he is as a pure passer and as a mental processor. And those are two of the most important things to have as a quarterback, and to be able to do it among the best of the best is a lot harder to find than I think that some people may think. And it's what set people like Joe Burrow and Tom Brady and all of them apart from everyone else. That is the key difference maker. The only reason why I had Caleb Williams ranked below JJ McCarthy was, for one, I think that JJ McCarthy has the potential to be the better overall prospect whenever we look down the line at this 5 years from now or something like that. And then also, I mean, it could just be nothing and he could adjust just fine. But I mean, it really is concerning whenever you have a quarterback that is going number one overall and there are people playing for the Bears right now that are saying, don't bring that prima donna attitude over here. Basically telling him to shape up before he gets over there. Just some of the things that he's done and said, a little bit controversial, just the way he carries himself. He's truly one of a kind. And I feel like he's just a bit of an acquired taste and that he should probably carry himself a little bit differently as a starting quarter, someone who's going to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League. So, and just some of the things he said, like about how he pretty much came out and said, I was mad that I wasn't starting over Spencer Rattler because everyone knows I'm better than Spencer Rattler. There's just better ways to phrase that, better ways to go about things, not huffing and puffing while you're losing a football game on national TV where everyone can see you and look at a 5-year-old child, stuff like that. I'm very curious as to how that all shapes up at the next level.
I think I saw Pablo Torre have a comment that it was like if Prince played quarterback, and like, of course, everybody in Minnesota, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I saw that too.
I mean, everybody in Minnesota is probably like, well, we don't see a problem with that. I mean, Prince is awesome. Like, get him over here. Why aren't we trading more first round picks to get Caleb Williams? It really is a solid draft, and it's going to be fascinating to watch. I also wanted to dive into your background a little bit with quarterbacks. As I mentioned at the top of the show, you are Air Raid certified, which sounds awesome. I don't know if you go to a high school game and like a head coach is like struggling to run his offense and you kind of jump out there. It's okay. I'm Air Raid certified. We got this right here. To the common football fan, what does it mean to be Air Raid certified?
So I took it a step further than some people do, but essentially it is the Air Raid offense is, I believe, the only offense or one of the only renditions of an offense or whatever you want to call it that has literally every single play within it available on the internet. It's within the course is on CoachTube, which CoachTube is a very valuable tool, I believe, for journalists and anyone who really wants to get into football. It will make you a million times smarter if you'll take the time to just go in there and just make an effort to understand. You would be surprised how much you don't know. It's helped me a lot, I believe, as an analyst. So I went through that and I did the whole course and everything, and I learned the entirety of the Air Raid offense and got to know Hal Mumme, who is the creator of the Air Raid offense, very well. Mike Leach ultimately became my mentor, and I moved out to Mississippi State and went to the 3-hour practices every single day in the blazing sun and drew out everything they were doing and aligned it with my notes and everything. And I mean, it was a great experience to cover a football team where you know exactly what's going on. I mean, because there's no facet of it that you can't cover in depth. And I think that the fan base, I don't think they like me very much now because of all the things I said about Zach Arnett. But I mean, the fan base, I think, had a good appreciation for someone who could get inside of what the offense was doing and to explain it in a way that no one else could, because the Air Raid is so, its concepts are littered everywhere, but it is so unique and just quality and everything. So I mean, I was meeting rooms with Mike Leach, like stuff like that, a better journalist. And I mean, it's invaluable to learn an offense in full.
Like how does that help you evaluate quarterback? Because you say you kind of watch it and you know everything that's going on. You know, does it take like what kind of quarterback does it take to run an offense like the Air Raid? And, you know, if a quarterback, you know, like big debate a couple of years ago was Patrick Mahomes, right? He comes out of Texas Tech, he runs the Air Raid, then he comes in the NFL and he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time already. Like, what does it take to kind of make that transition from the Air Raid offense to a pro style system? Because we hear that all the time during the draft process.
Yeah, I'm surprised anyone says Air Raid quarterbacks don't translate to the NFL after that happened. He only just so happens to be the best of the position in the entire National Football League. But there's a lot placed on a quarterback in the Air Raid. It's a simple offense. I would say the only thing they're lacking in is like footwork and stuff, because everything's based on timing on routes and simple plays. I mean, they don't really get a lot of Air Raid quarterbacks will go to footwork trainers on purpose. I know Will Rogers did. There's several others that did the same thing. But I mean, you want someone who really quick release, someone who gets the ball out really fast. Timing is everything. Accuracy is a huge deal. That offense is not very traits based. They don't care about how much you can run. They don't care about how strong your arm is. It's not going to help you in the Air Raid. So basically just someone who's smart and someone who's on time and someone who is accurate. And Mike Leach was a very big intangibles guy. I think all coaches probably claim to be, but I mean, he took it to a very strong level.
What kind of coach was Mike Leach? Because I know you wrote about your relationship with him. You said he was kind of a mentor. You know, what kind of person was he to cover and be around and really learn from him and learn this offense?
Very interesting. I think he was interested more in everything else except for football conversationally. But I mean, he was a piece in establishing one of the most effective offenses in the history of football. And so I think that he had kind of done his work and then kind of like ran things like the CEO over there. And I mean, the offense was super simple, but yeah, definitely one of the most interesting, generous people I've ever been around. One thing that me and everyone that was around him always say is that he always found you to be more interesting than he was. I remember I was scared to death whenever he invited me out there for the first time and went out there, and I was like, oh my God, I'm in the presence of Mike Leach. And I feel like the majority of the conversation was about me and thank you for coming out here. And I was like, oh, I'm just grateful to be in this position, to even be out here in the presence of some of these people. So yeah, I mean, very, very quirky guy. He knew a lot of things about a lot of things, but yeah, very helpful to me, obviously.
I always laugh when I hear his take on the college football playoff. When they were kind of figuring out, because we need a committee. Let's go to 16. Now I cover South Dakota State in the FCS. Uh-huh. And I said to a friend of mine, I go, why don't we just make it to 24 teams, right? Nobody's ever done that before, right? Which is exactly what the FCS does. So I mean, just kind of little things like that. He really is one of the most interesting personalities, not just in college football, but football in general, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. It's there will not be another Mike Leach in college football, that's for sure.
So kind of closing out here with you, what's going on with your work at USA Today and A to Z Sports?
Yeah, it's a lot of quarterback based coverage. We're doing a lot of coverage on NFL draft fits and how some of these guys are fitting with just their landing spots and things of that nature. A lot of interview based things and then college stuff. I tend to stay more geared toward Georgia and the SEC, as has been the case with me covering the SEC for quite a while now. So I'm excited about some of the offseason stuff we have coming out, and certainly excited about the season that's not yet on the horizon, but will be before we know it.
And where can people follow you on social media?
Yeah, it's just my name, Chrissy Freud, on Twitter and Instagram. That's where I tend to post the majority of my stuff.
So Chrissy, thanks for coming on the show today. That's all the time we have for the Viking Age, though. My name is Chris Shad. I'm a writer for the Viking Age, Zone Coverage, Bring Me the News, and the Brookings Register. We're in podcast form in Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. For Chrissy Freud, I'm Chris Shad. This has been the Viking Age Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.